This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. Alleged whistleblowers say those seeking to defund Planned Parenthood are getting help from the White House. The allegations, however, are nothing illegal, but instead are rooted in how Presidents Obama and Trump view state powers. President Obama essentially told states that the White House knew best what to do with federal Title X money. President Trump now tells states that they may use the powers granted by Congress to direct Title X funds in their states. Life advocates have stepped up to challenge abortion interests in Ohio. Ohio Right to Life brags that 92% of endorsed candidates won 2016 elections. They are again endorsing candidates for this November's election. This is Life News Radio. Do you tire of the rancor and discord among Americans? Yes, we have plenty of sin. But Christians call it sin, not merely a lack of political correctness. Yet for human rights, for acceptance of other peoples, this is the greatest country in the world because we embrace mercy and demand the performance of goodness. So thank God for America. More than complaining, pray for her. Let us be a culture of life. In other headlines, desperate to win some congressional chamber in November, Democrat National Committee Chair Tom Perez continues dodging questions about his support for pro-life candidates in his caucus. Perez must find a way to both win an election and advance an increasingly unpopular abortion agenda. And Washington State is trying to grow abortion. Senate Bill 6219 compels abortion in all insurance, and despite strong criticism, the bill passed the Senate and is under consideration in a state House committee. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.